So we don't actually know for sure if global elites want us to starve. I mean, we aren't privy to what they say in private, after all. But what we can say with absolute certainty, though, is that if they did want us to starve, they would do exactly what they're doing right now. They've let the biggest land war since Vietnam explode in the Ukraine. That's some of the world's most important farmland. They let global fertilizer prices blow up, pushing marginal farmers out of business. In Sri Lanka, the government tried to mandate organic farming for the entire country, with the result that instead of being a food exporter, Sri Lanka now can't even feed itself, and the economy has completely collapsed. In Canada, Castro Jr., dictator Justin Trudeau's plan is to cap fertilizer use and thereby slash food production from farmers all across the country. Oh, and then there's the story of the Netherlands. This one we have to pay close attention to. Earlier this year, we told you about the Dutch agricultural industry and how important it is. There's no farmers on earth more talented and more efficient than the Dutch. Let me repeat that. The best farmers in the world are Dutch. Period. It's not even a contest. Just look at a map if you have to. The world's number one food exporter by value is the United States. We export about $120 billion worth of food every year. The number two exporter, though, that's the Netherlands. They export more than $75 billion in food every year. They export nearly two-thirds of the food of the value that we do. Now, look at a map and compare the size of each country. The Netherlands is about the size of Massachusetts, one of our smallest states. Even if you leave out Alaska, the rest of the United States is almost 200 times the size of the Netherlands. 200 times. Yet they export almost two-thirds as much food as we do. And it gets crazier. Because the Netherlands isn't empty land just for growing food. It's one of the most densely populated countries on earth. More than 17 million people live there. We just mentioned it's about the size of Massachusetts, but it has more than twice as many people as they do. And still they grow that much food. They're a class apart in terms of skill and efficiency. And the Dutch government is determined to destroy them. All in the name of the climate cult. The Dutch government's plan is to forcibly buy up and then permanently shut down more than 3,000 farms across the country. The reason, they say, is that they have to cut nitrogen output to meet climate goals. Of course, this is all either fake or incredibly stupid. As we told you, the Dutch are incredibly efficient. If you care about the climate, it's far, far better for the Dutch to be growing food than for anyone else to be growing it, because there will be more output and less waste. But that's irrelevant to the Dutch government. Like so many other expert elites around the world, they're actually totally clueless about the country and people that they feel entitled to control. Clayton Llewellyn is with Heaven's Harvest, which offers emergency food supplies, heirloom seed kits, cookbooks for getting by in a world that just wants us to go hungry. So be sure to check them out, heavensharvest.com. By the way, promo code STU gets you some discounts over there. Clayton joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate it. So are they stupid? Are they clueless? Or is this intentional?
No, it's absolutely intentional, Stu. This is all part of the UN Agenda 2030. This is part of the World Economic Forum. This is what they're aiming for. They've told us what they want to do now for a couple years, and it's what they're doing. You know what I mean? It started out with, you know, CO2. What happened to CO2? Nobody can get behind CO2. We all emit CO2. So let's go after nitrogen. You know, let's go after like one of the biggest producers of produce and food in the world. You know what I mean? Like you said, the Netherlands aren't, they're a tiny, tiny country.
Right.
Fifth largest exporter of food in the world. Like, that's huge for a country the size of Massachusetts. They're the largest exporter of meats to Europe. Like, to pick on somebody this size is absolutely intentional.
And 3,000 farms. I mean, that's not like a small percentage, is it? I mean, that's a lot of farms, isn't it?
Stu, it's they're just telling you 3,000 farms right now. They want to cut nitrogen by 95% by 2030. You don't do that by eliminating 10% of the farms. What happens is you take 10% of the farms this year, you take 10% of the farms next year, you take 10% of the farms after that. This is why, like, even here in the United States, like, if they want to tax cigarettes, something that's not necessarily healthy for you, like, I don't stand behind that. I don't support it. I don't smoke. But you know what? You give them cigarettes right now, they take something else. They take something else. And that's what they're doing with this. And the United States better pay close attention, Stu, because this is what's going to happen here. You know, the Biden administration just passed a climate bill back in the summer that it's aimed at doing this. They're wanting to cut greenhouse emissions by 40% by, again, 2030. Let's meet the World Economic Forum's, timeline here. But this is coming to the United States. They control the seed right now. They control the production of the food. The only thing they don't control right now is our farms.
And I mean, isn't this already kind of happening, though? I mean, look, in the United States, absolutely. Look at the farmland that's out there right now. We covered a story just a couple of months ago. The CCP, a foreign adversary, a government there actually buying up farmland here in the United States. Bill Gates is buying up unprecedented amounts of land, just making land grabs all over the place. Why does Bill Gates want to own so much farmland?
Hey, you control oil, you control nations, you can control food, you control the people. The ultimate goal here is to control the people. What we eat, when we eat it, like they want governmental bodies to control our food source. That's the end goal of this, and that's what they're working to. You keep hearing about Bill Gates saying that the world's population is too big. Like, that's not a joke. They're being serious when they tell you that the population of this world's too big. How do you get the population back under control? Control what they're eating. Starve them out. Like, this is coming to the United States, and it's we keep turning a blind eye to it. Like, I have, only 38% of the people of the people that live in the Netherlands support the farmer right now. 38% still.
Why?
Nobody has any idea where our food comes from. We think we just go to the grocery store shelf and there it is. I know you've seen the bumper stickers, farmers feed us, support the farmer, this and that. Like, there's a lot of truth to that. When only 38% of the population support the farmers right now, like, we've got big problems because the government can do whatever it wants to do when you've only got 38% or 38% of the people supporting you. It's an easy group of people to pick on.
The last time that we talked, you told me about this, a certain type of seed. I don't remember what it was. You went to go and buy it. And, so that you could have it at heavensharvest.com. Heirloom seeds, super important, super important. Grow your own food. Have these things. Have food put away. This isn't some kind of, conspiracy theory here. Famine is imminent. Look at what they're doing. They actually paid farmers, the government, so i.e. you, the taxpayer, actually paid farmers to not plant, or if they had planted, to destroy and burn their crops. And they paid these farmers more money to destroy and burn or not plant than they would have earned by actually farming and producing the product. Let that sink in. So famine is coming, but you were talking about this food or the seed price. Talk about that.
Price doesn't even matter now because you can't get them. They're tomato seeds, Stu, heirloom tomato seeds. I cannot get them. And I'm being told the soonest I may see something is going to be late spring. So before, again, like, we keep talking about this, Like, this is a real deal. This is going to happen. If I had known about a toilet paper shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, guess what, everybody? We're running out of toilet paper. You probably need to go get some. If I'd have known about a baby formula shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, guess what? We're going to be out of baby formula in 6 months. You need to go get some. You know what? I told you tomato seeds last time we were on here. We were trying to buy cherry tomato seeds. They were $1,000 for 5 pounds. That doesn't even matter anymore because you can't get them.
Previously, what were they?
Probably about $8 a pound.
$8 a pound, and it was $1,000 for 5 pounds. I mean,
it was $1,000 for 5 pounds. But look, you can't even get them now.
Like, from $40, from $40 to $1,000.
Yep. I'd give $10,000 for a pound right now. Just, you can't get them. They don't have them. They're out. I keep telling you, food shortages are coming.
Well, don't offer that in the wide open, because we still like it when you give our viewers discounts at heavensharvest.com, which right now we understand that Heaven's Harvest is giving a 25% discount just for a couple of days, kind of a early Christmas gift, late Black Friday special. Right now, for just a couple of days, 25% off site-wide at heavensharvest.com. Make sure that you get there. I mean, I'm so thankful for all the food that I have, in my storeroom from Heaven's Harvest, and I'm going to keep buying every month. Just to keep putting it in there, because this is coming. There's just no question. Don't let yourself or your kids starve. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much. You're just such a wealth of information, and for everything that you're doing here to educate people on this. And then the food is great, and it actually tastes really good too. The canned strawberries. You'll put these things in your kids' lunches. I promise you. This is what I'm told. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much. Appreciate you being here.
Stu, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Speaking of time, we're almost out of time, but I got three emails today, people thanking me for hooking them up with Carlos Cortez. They got their personal appointments. We're talking about your money. We're talking about your investments. We're talking about your entire future. We're talking about the future of your kids. So when you're investing, invest with a like-minded person who shares your faith and values and morals and believes in humanity and believes in Jesus Christ and believes the gospel and is a family man and knows that they can build a custom package around you and those beliefs. It's so important. Do you even know what you're invested in? Ask your financial advisor. Do they even know what you're invested in? Likely not. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez today. CortezWM.com or call him in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Until this time tomorrow, same place. God bless you.